This week, opening arguments began in a federal court in Miami in the trial of seven men accused of plotting to blow up Chicago's Sears Tower, as well as some FBI buildings. The suspects are charged with conspiracy to levy war against the United States and to provide material support to al-Qaeda. At the time of their arrest back in June of 06, you may remember this story, the defendants were living in an abandoned warehouse in a poor section of Miami known as Liberty City. At the time, the Justice Department called it, quote, yet another important victory on the war on terrorism. What was it really? Covering the case for the LA Times is Carol Williams, the Caribbean Bureau Chief. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Thanks for being such a sport and getting up so early to help us out.
No problem.
All right. So what do prosecutors say these men did or at least planned to do?
They claim they conspired to wage attacks on the United States, that they were in league with men they thought were from al-Qaeda to bring down the Sears Tower, poison people by putting, you know, chemicals in salt shakers in restaurants, you know, blowing up the FBI buildings in five major cities in the United States. They accuse them of, you know, plotting essentially to take over the United States, to create chaos and force people to come to them as a source of stability and power.
Well, it would sound like these are masterminds from the description you just gave and the government's case. But apparently these men seem to be almost the opposite of masterminds. Am I going too far saying that?
They seem like a very sad bunch. They were, you know, basically drifters who gathered together at this warehouse in Liberty City that they called the Embassy. They were adherents to a very small and obscure religious sect called the Moorish Science Temple that bands together various tenets of Islam and Christianity and Judaism and preached what they called uplift, you know, the idea that the community needed to pull itself up from the gangland activity and drug addiction that plagues that region of Miami. They were sort of, you know, a group of people who thought they could do well by the community, and how they got mixed into, you know, an alleged terror cell is still very vague and unclear.
Well, what's the basis for the charges the prosecution has that these men were part of a terror cell? Is there any sort of hard evidence?
Well, not that I'm aware of. There were two FBI paid informants. One was a Yemeni man who operated a shop in Liberty City, and he went to the FBI at some point and said he had come into contact with these men who appeared to be plotting, you know, bad deeds against the United States, and got the FBI to hire him as an undercover confidential informant. And most of the testimony that will be brought into the trial is videotaped and audiotaped clandestine, you know, evidence of the informant asking the defendants if they, you know, would like to do these various deeds, you know, blow up buildings and attack the United States and form an Islamic army. And the defendants' attorneys claim that all the initiative for these alleged plots came from the informants, and that these were actually two veteran scammers who had done previous undercover work on terrorism cases for the U.S. government for substantial payments.
So the idea is the defense is saying our guys were entrapped?
Well, that's what they're saying, but in actuality, entrapment is not a defense in terrorism cases. All the prosecution has to prove is that there was a conspiracy, and that can be proved with simple statements. You know, they don't have to prove that these guys ever had the ability or even the intent to carry out these acts that they were talking about.
So if somebody walks up to me and says, well, hey, how about blowing up the Sears Tower, which is part of the allegations against these guys, and you just say, sure, that's terrorism?
Apparently.
Now, is there actual evidence that these guys took pictures of federal buildings? I've read that in some reports.
They did take pictures of the Miami FBI buildings on Miami Beach with a camera that was provided by the FBI informants, and after they had provided them with the other wherewithal to carry out this surveillance, like giving them gas for their car. It was a pretty small-time operation that the seven Miamians were involved in.
How long do we think this is going to last?
The attorney said they expect it to run through the end of the year, so about 3 months.
And there is this odd connection about where this trial is being held. Tell our audience where it's being held in Miami.
It's the federal courthouse.
The same one that Jose Padilla
yes.
was tried in.
Yes, it's just one floor above the federal courtroom where Jose Padilla was tried over more than 3 months and found guilty after a day and a half of deliberation. That was also a case where the evidence didn't strike the media, at least, as being terribly persuasive, but the jurors reacted to the government's contentions that that was another Al-Qaeda operation and convicted him very swiftly on all accounts.
Well, we shall see how this case turns out. Carol Williams, we might check back with you in a couple months on this case, if that's okay.
That's fine.
All right. Carol Williams is the Caribbean Bureau Chief with the LA Times, talking to us about the Chicago Sears Tower terror plot. The opening arguments began this week in federal court in Miami.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, if you're like our editor, Trish McKinney, you watch TV with your laptop nearby because you need to immediately go on the blogs and talk to everyone about how great that episode of Lost was.
Yeah, she fessed up. She's big about Survivor. That's her big blog that she's on. So
yeah.
If you see PMAC as any ID, screen IDs, it's our editor, Trisha McKinney.
Well, the thing is that actually increasingly television writers and people who run these shows are actually getting input from these blog posts and writing things into the plot to try to address what people are saying. It's a great focus group, really, you know, for them in terms of viewers.
Also coming up on the Bryant Park Project, Make Me Care. All right, you know it's about kids and their health and money, so you should care about the S-chip veto. But do you honestly? You don't have to say out loud. We're going to talk to someone who's going to try to make you care. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.